Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley N. Teen, and I'm speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, the 12th day of February, and ending on Sunday, the 18th day of February, which of course is a short month, isn't it? But this is, it must be leap year. It's 29 days. Oh my goodness. Have somebody you want to ask to marry you, ladies? This is your year. Well, that's what they used to say. Anyway, in the olden days, that's when you got to ask the guy. But I don't know. I'm looking at Valentine's Day, and it's looking kind of strange, if you ask me. If I were going to plan a Valentine's Day experience, I don't think it would be on the morning of Valentine's Day, not at all, but we'll get to that. What we've got happening on the very first day is a kind of nice little gentle experience of moon in Pisces, waxing in light. We're in the first quarter phase after the new moon in Aquarius, right? So it's waxing in light, and it's sextil Mars in Capricorn until 7:32 a.m. Eastern time. And that is, you know, maybe some good ideas about some projects that you can begin, have come in, even inspired vision or something like that. And then the moon enters Aries at 8:26 a.m. And here we have a very quick sextil from moon in Aries to Pluto in Aquarius, 9:36 a.m. That comes in. So now we want to take action on some kind of new something or some kind of media situation, contact, marketing, beginning, you know, things like that. Or maybe you're just involved in looking at things yourself and finding out information. But moon in Aries is more active. And the ruler of Aries, Mars, enters Aquarius not until 1:05 a.m. on Tuesday, the 13th, which is Mardi Gras, or Fat Tuesday, as it has been called also. While this takes place, and I'm going to talk about that as soon as I tell you this piece, the moon in Aries is moving toward a sextil all the rest of Monday to Mercury in Aquarius. 5:44 a.m. on Tuesday is when that is over. Mars in Aquarius is going to be the warrior for what? Well, the warrior for Aquarian things, which happen to be things like the good of the group, you know, what's best for everyone. It's also, you know, putting a lot of energy into rebellion and independence and the pursuit of the unique as well. Mars is not utilizing much of the objectivity of Aquarius because it's impassioned. So it may have the unfortunate coincidence of being impassioned in Aquarius too, in terms of anger. And this is where you may find angry things coming up in the house that has the transit of Aquarius in your birth chart, but also in the general area of Aquarius, which is goals and hopes for the future, and also group affiliations and friendships. So this is where you must be aware of the heat coming in. And Mars is also something that can cause problems in electronic devices. And you have to be kind of careful if you've got an electronic device that could possibly heat up too much. Be very aware of it. You know, it's still cold in a lot of areas, and people may have small heaters. I have a small electric heater in my office that, oh, it's amazing It just creates a nice little toasty environment for me. But I always remember to not only turn off, but unplug it before I leave the room. I mean, it's not really close to anything that would catch fire, but still, this is the time frame when those kinds of things are more likely to happen with Mars there in Aquarius, in electronics. So there are other things that you may use, kitchen appliances that you may use, that you should pay more attention to that. And, you know, it's also a potential for the wires to be cut, so to speak, that are helping the energies come through for the Wi-Fi and, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's tricky. But arguments, we're already getting that with Pluto in Aquarius. And, I myself have been known to participate in that kind of an argument with a group of people on Facebook, you know, which is, again, a place where you may see the volatility level going up. And what I need to tell you, this is super duper important, is the first aspect Mars will make on Tuesday, even though you've got the moon sextile Mercury coming in and a very delightful feeling from Venus and Capricorn sextile Neptune at 8:36 a.m. And even though the moon in Aries is going toward a sextile to the sun in Aquarius all the rest of Tuesday, that's fun and excitement and adventure and futuristic. Definitely. That doesn't end until 1:40 a.m. on Valentine's Day, but while that flow of goodness from Moon in Aries is going on, Mars approaches the conjunction to Pluto in Aquarius this time, 1:06 a.m. Wednesday. So this is an orb. From the minute Mars enters Aquarius, because both planets are in 0 degrees. So it's not that it won't happen until, it's really there, but it's the exact degree and minute. We've got 60 minutes to these signs afterwards, so they're sort of split up into those minutes also to this particular aspect. Much attention needs to be paid, because this is the kind of explosion Mars-Pluto conjunction. We had that. You might remember some couple of years back when I was busy warning you about the Mars conjunction to Pluto in Capricorn, associated with political events in the United States, and also everywhere else associated with those kinds of things. So here is a day, Tuesday the 13th. And it's not really delightful to see that conjunction come when we are looking at people out there at Mardi Gras. I mean, they'll still be at Mardi Gras at 1:06 a.m. on Wednesday, right? Which happens to be the 14th day of February, Ash Wednesday, and also Valentine's Day. So what is brewing for some people as they come towards this day of love and the expressions of love and devotion, and some people hoping to get asked to, you know, become a permanent partner and all that kind of stuff. Well, let me just say that as we come closer in to the morning on Wednesday, the 14th day, the moon in Aries squares Venus in Capricorn at 5:21 a.m. That's not supportive of structure, tradition, and, you know, the Venus energy. There's a lot of independence going on with the moon in Aries, and coming off that Mars conjunct Pluto as well. The moon enters the more stable realm of Taurus at 10:02 a.m. on Wednesday, but we've got that moon bringing that Mars Pluto conjunction back with its aspects. Moon square Pluto at 11:22 a.m. Moon square Mars at 11:56 a.m. And this is why I said I wouldn't really be looking for the expression or the experience or getting into your Valentine's Day after the morning on Eastern time zone. Anyway, it's only, 8:56 a.m. on the West Coast, so, you're clear for lunch. But I would be kind of, avoiding that on Wednesday the 14th. After 11:56 a.m., we are going to have aspects flowing. Moon in Taurus, sextile Saturn in Pisces until 11:57 p.m. You have a much better chance of having a good experience of your Valentine then, and also when the moon joins Jupiter from 11:57 p.m. to 1:31 a.m. on the 15th, Thursday the 15th. Now, before I go on, I would like to tell you just a few things about Mars in Aquarius, other than what I said earlier. It will be with us till the 22nd day of March. And as we know, we've had that Pluto conjunction right away. Then, for the outer planet aspects, we have a square to Jupiter from the 24th to 26th of February. And this is where we will be going overboard and maybe having issues and arguments about particularly finance, all the mundane values, real estate and stuff like that. And then there's the square to Uranus in Aquarius, and that's from the 8th of March to the 10th of March, and that's another very volatile moment. So we will be talking about that in weekly astrology forecasts as that comes up, but I thought you should know that this is sort of what Mars in Aquarius will move us toward. It doesn't make an aspect to Neptune because it's semi-sextile from Aquarius. We don't usually look at those lesser of the regular aspects. So that's what I wanted to tell you before I move on into Thursday the 15th, where we have Moon and Taurus going square. This is a difficult day. Watch this day also. Be careful. Moon and Taurus square Mercury in Aquarius until 3:36 p.m. Again, fixed signs, Taurus, Aquarius, Leo, Scorpio, do not move off position. They're fixed. So there's no point in arguing with somebody. And if you're going to be discussing future plans or something innovative, the Moon in Taurus likes things to stay the same. It likes to be peaceful. This is the image of the bull that's just sitting there minding his own business until somebody starts sticking pins in it, literally. They don't usually feel the need to charge everything in sight. But at this point in time, if they have to deal with this pesky Mercury in Aquarius trying to make everything change, then they can get pretty intense too. And you could have a bull in a china shop experience around you. Moon will join Uranus in Taurus, 7:27 p.m. And this has been showing up, I'm sorry to say, in some... we've had a couple of earthquakes over the weekend. Hawaii and California, Malibu. This is you know, the geophysical is really off the charts right now, if you ask me. And the reports are finally coming out about the shift of the ocean currents and what it will do to areas. And I had already read that the Gulf Stream, which is begins off the coast of the United States in the south and then goes up and to the United Kingdom, which allows the United Kingdom, or Cornwall, don't please, don't say that that's part of England. They will tell you right away, it's another country. Cornwall, you go to the tip of Cornwall, you see palm trees growing, and you're trying to figure that out, because New York City is on the same latitude as Spain. So they're way up there. We don't think of it that way. And one of the reasons we don't is because they're not having Arctic weather. Thank you, Gulf Stream. One of the reasons that we weren't getting that much activity in hurricanes in Southeast Florida also had to do with the Gulf Stream. And I mean up in Delray and West Palm and stuff like that. That shifted already. But this is what's happening. So every time we see an aspect that's activating Uranus and Taurus, it can also be, apart from the geophysical news, it can be some surprising changes that involve real estate or finance. I mean, they're not really expecting the interest rate to come down this soon, but maybe it will, because the housing market is suffering from people unable to purchase because of the interest rate for their loans, their mortgage loans. So this is, every time we see something coming in towards Uranus and Taurus, we may be looking at something like that, okay? But you need to be looking at just the fact that a conjunction to Uranus can always be a surprising event. So if you're out on the roads or this or that, just be aware of it. The moon, sextiles, Neptune, which is a delightful, dreamy, romantic, I mean, that evening after 7:27 p.m. in the Eastern time zone is a very nice evening to continue your Valentine experience with a candlelight dinner with music while moon and Taurus is sextile Neptune until 7:55 a.m. on Friday, the 16th. Well, that can also be creative and spiritual work. Moon will square the sun in Aquarius at 10:01 a.m. on Friday the 16th, and that is when we go to the second quarter phase, where we want to start growing. We have been planting seeds or figuring out where to plant our seeds in the first quarter phase, and now it's time to give them some nourishment and make progress. This is that. At that moment of the square of a moon to the sun, we know that our inner feeling, instincts, and our outer expression is not the same. And that will be also a clash with others if you are in that situation. So it's not a good time to approach authorities, because that's the sun in Aquarius. But here's the big news. With a void of course moon in Taurus at 11:05 a.m., Venus, the ruler of Taurus, enters Aquarius. So we've got another planet going into Aquarius this week, Venus. Now, the interesting thing about Venus in Aquarius is that she is more friend than lover in this situation, and this is sometimes misunderstood by people. Funny meme on Facebook has a Venus female saying to a male, and this is just general Aquarius, but I see this as a Venus in Aquarius, "I said I liked you, but not every day." It's very independent. It has to be feeling independent anyway. Obligation is not a strong suit for for any Aquarius position, but with Venus there, that, you know, devotion that you may be looking for isn't always there, but you will have fun. If you want to have fun, that's the Venus for you. And exciting things, new ideas. You know, this Venus in Aquarius has a love for the unique and even a love for the antique. It's an interesting sign, Aquarius, all the way back and futuristic. Yes, that is true. And Venus in Aquarius is going to spend money on things that involve the lower leg and the ankle region. So that could be literally socks, you know, stuff like that. It can also be dance lessons. There's a lot of people who spend quite a bit of money on dance lessons, and some may be more inspired to do so now. If you owned a dance lesson company, you should be putting your ads in right away. Because during this cycle of Venus in Aquarius, which we'll have only until the 11th of March, because she moves faster than Mars, people will be more likely to spend on that, but also electronics and anything innovative and new, you know. So one time in people's lives, there were people wearing ankle bracelets a lot, and that would have been something Venus in Aquarius would have really liked also. But I don't think you see very many ads for ankle bracelets these days. Who knows? Maybe somebody will bring them out during Venus in Aquarius, and suddenly it will be a fad again. Yeah. But also, Venus does rule our personal money in terms of how we spend, and so we may be also going for another streaming service or a new electronic device or whatever, upgrading. You know, as we, telephones, they're pushing that real hard right now. They're pushing the upgrading to the 15, which means they're ready to come out with the 16, you know that. If they're going to give you a 15 Pro for nothing, you know there's another one on the way. So this is the moment where people are ready to spend on that. And any, like appliances, electrical, anything. You name it. So, also things that one thinks of as future plans and things like that. Very involved with that. Now, as I said, she's with us till the 11th of March, when she will move into Pisces, which is her exaltation. But the first thing she does is also the conjunction to Pluto. Her conjunction to Pluto is operating on that day, Friday the 16th. It's there. And we're having a much easier time for a while with it because the moon enters Gemini at 2:39 p.m. and trines Venus, trines Pluto, and trines Mars. That's the daytime experience. But the moon in Gemini is like singing hallelujah, because finally there's some air sign planets to trine. It hasn't had an easy trip for a long time through its transit of Gemini, but here we are having a lovely day. Absolutely. Everything's going well. Yes. And unfortunately, there is a Mercury square Uranus coming in at 10:53 p.m., so some of the technical stuff and some of the conversations about finance aren't really appropriate on that day. It's much more freewheeling, free-thinking. You know, go see if you can buy the electronics, you know, between 2:39 p.m. and, you know, maybe even best at before 3:02 p.m., but you know, this Mercury coming in, maybe not. But Venus will join Pluto at 3:48 a.m. That's the exact on Saturday. And that's while the moon in Gemini is coming into the square to Saturn in Pisces. 5:57 a.m. So there's a showdown after 8 p.m. Expect it. You know, it's whatever it's going to look like. I mean, it isn't as though Pluto or Venus in Aquarius is very interested in, you know, making things permanent or tying things down. It may just be an obsessive experience of freedom that's going on here. And the sudden meeting, this is Venus-Pluto conjunction, is also a fated, you know, past life or something like that, meeting of probably romantic nature. So if you're out clubbing or partying or whatever people do these days, that is a time when those kinds of things can happen. Or if you're online looking through, you know. But I would be careful also, you know, just because it is a Uranian experience. Uranian is, you know, because it's the ruler of Aquarius. And those experiences, again, are not necessarily going to be long lasting. And the moon is going square Saturn. So, you know, but it'll feel pretty pow at the moment. After the 5:57 a.m. Saturday square from moon to Saturn, moon gets to move through Saturday, a great day for you. And maybe that's the day you should go for the electronics, because the moon is trine Mercury in Aquarius. 6:22 a.m. on Sunday is when that is exact. And then, unfortunately, Sunday the 18th, you will spend a lot of the day with the moon going square Neptune until 3:28 p.m. And we know that this is, now you don't want to look for an electronic because it's not what you think. You know, it looks pretty good, but that isn't what it will be. And there can be some weather issues disrupting your travel, etc. And toxic substances are maybe around you, infective and toxic substances. After, I'd give it till 4 p.m., actually, on Sunday, we get the harmony of the lights. Yay, moon in Gemini, trine sun in Aquarius until 10:21 p.m. So a nice late afternoon, a pretty good evening up till that time. Lots of good conversation, and people are thinking on the wavelengths, and you know, you're expressing yourself with ease, and you're hearing others with more openness, and it's just, yes, it's yes. Sunday the 18th, from about 4 o'clock till about 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. The moon enters Cancer at 10:25 p.m., and its first aspect is going to also be a positive one. Let me just see if this page will let me turn it. It is a long trip to the first aspect, but it is the trine to Saturn in Pisces. So things are going to feel pretty good. And what's happening at 11:13 p.m. Eastern on Sunday, the 18th day of February, is the sun enters Pisces. So we have all these planets, you know, now we've got three planets in Aquarius, but now we see the water on the wall there because the sun is entering Pisces. It's going to come into Pisces time. But first, the sun, 11:13 p.m. And the sun in Pisces is a very different than the Aquarian energies. So we start to get more creative, we start to get more sort of soft and spiritual, but we can also get more frightened, and, you know, Piscean, the agony and the ecstasy, you know, fantasies or, you know, constructive, creative. That's, you know, what we're looking at. One of those dual signs, fish swimming up, fish swimming down. People can start getting really depressed, and February can do that. you know. It is, you know, we're seeing a lot of signs of spring up here in the Blue Ridge foothills of South Carolina. All the bulbs are coming up. They'll be blooming by then. Yeah, they will be. But, you know, it's still going to be possibly snowing, and there's a lot of stuff going on. And so Pisces is absorbing. And that's one of the things that we have to know. If you are a Pisces, particularly if you have a moon in Pisces, you have no idea that you have just absorbed everything around you, and you may think it's yours. So I always tell Pisces people, you have to find a time during the day where you sort of wring yourself out like a sponge and let go of all the emotional debris that is not your own. And even the stuff that is your own, you have to find a way to clear it out. Don't keep carrying it around, because that's where depression comes in and finds a home. So see if you can avoid that. And we will have the sun in Pisces this year until 11:06 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time on the 19th of March. This is what we would call, if we were doing Gregorian calendar and not thinking about it, the spring equinox. And this is the first day of spring. And it will be, in my opinion, which my listeners know, they don't have to agree, but I'm going to say it anyway. This is the equinox that takes place during the spring. So that is going to be on the agenda. And this is the thing about that, those sun shifts again. You know, you may know people who were born on the 20th of March, and they are maybe just, you know, or the 19th of March, definitely, if you're in the United States, babies born until 11:06 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time are still Aquarians. You know, and then suddenly they aren't Aquarians anymore. Late night babies are Pisces. So that's why all those people that say they're on the cusp, you know, the cusp is not really what you are on, because cusps are separating houses. And houses, if they're all equal sign and everything moved in a normal way, you know, all the planets changed at midnight, changed signs at midnight, which they don't, then you could call the signs cusp, but it isn't really. I mean, you're either one or the other, and you may have planets like these babies being born on the 18th of this particular week will have a lot of planets, three planets still. If they're born at Pisces time, they'll have Venus, Pluto, and Mars, and Mercury in Aquarius. So they will really identify more with being an Aquarian than with being a Pisces, a lot. Yeah, that's why you get a chart done by an astrologer. Because we'll know what's going on and how it's affecting. So that is your week, it seems, with that Mars-Pluto conjunction. And it's not like that sort of disappears completely after that, because as soon as we get the moon in Leo this following week, we're going to have some big action reignite. And that will be on the 21st, also the day that Venus catches up with Mars. She does it. She catches up with Mars. And that's the day. And so things are coming back with the moon in Leo from the week before. And let's see, what else do we need to know? We have a full moon in Virgo coming on the 24th, and before that, we have Mercury entering Pisces. As I said, the Pisces energy will start to take over, and first in is Mercury. Okay. So that's what we'll be talking about next time. And I wish you all the best. Have a happy Valentine's Day. And I'll say goodbye for now.